Chaf Beis Omid Beis, about two-thirds of the way down. And we're up to Tnan, which is the fourth word in the line that starts with the word Omar, approximately, I would say, 12 lines up from the bottom of the page, a little below the Tosis Idaleka. Let's just review, just to backtrack a little bit on what we saw about Simon Ha'asui Lidares. The Gemara is established now that in the case of Krichos Brishus Harabim, the reason why it's Harel Shalo is because it's a Simon Ha'asui Lidares. That's Rabba's opinion. And even though it's a Dover Sheyesh Bo Simon, nevertheless, since the Simon is going to be erased, that's not a viable Simon. And Rav, on the other hand, is of the opinion that the Krichos Brishus Harabim Harel Shalo, that's a case of a Dover She'ein Bo Simon. Had it been a Dover Sheyesh Bo Simon, you'd have to return it, even though it's Asui Lidares, because Rav is of the opinion that Simon Asui Lidares have a Simon. Now, if we analyze this from a psychological perspective, in terms of whether the owner of the lost item anticipates being able to identify it with a Simon or not, it would seem to me logically that he, the owner, would not rely on this Simon, knowing full well and anticipating that it's going to be erased. And if you take a look on the in the commentaries on the Mishnayos, the Teferes Yerushalayim is of the opinion that the machlokas here between Rabba, who maintains that Simon Asui Lidares lo havi Simon, and Rava, who says havi Simon, revolves around a suffix. A suffix meaning the following. We don't know if this Simon is a viable Simon or not. And we can vacillate back and forth and come to absolutely no conclusion. And therefore, it all depends, and it all boils down to whether Simonim are Da'oraisa or Da'rabonon, which is the big suffix of the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. We haven't gotten to it, although we saw already a harbinger of that sugya. Rabba would assume, says the Teferes Yerushalayim, that Simonim are only Da'rabonon. And therefore we cannot rely on a Simon Da'rabonon in the case of Asui Lidares, because there's a logical possibility that the Bailim are Misyayish. And that becomes a suffix in a takonas chachomim. In other words, to rely on a simon, which the rabbanon established, in the case of suffix, we don't do such a thing. And since there's a real serious suffix that maybe the bailim were misyayish, then this simon becomes an invalid simon. And it comes out according to Teferes Yerushalayim that any suffix will ever have in a simon, whether it's a particular case, which we don't know if there was yeish or not yeish, whether there's a general category in abstract terms, whether or not this simon qualifies as a simon according to the din or not, any time we vacillate back and forth, we're going to have to throw away the simon, and we're going to have to assume, so to speak, that the bailim were misyayish, because it becomes a suffix in the takanas chachamim. And therefore, the bailim don't have to return the object. Rav, on the other hand, says the Teferes Yerushalayim, insists that simonim are d'oraisa, and the drasha from Simla is a drasha gemura, and therefore, in a case of a suffix, whether the simon is viable or not, whether the bailim were misyayish or not, we have to assume l'chumra that the simon is a viable simon, there was no yeish, there's no heter to take this, and we have a chiyuv hashava. But honestly, Rabosai, I'm not so thrilled about the approach to the Teferes Yerushalayim, because it's hard for me to believe that the machlokes comes down to a suffix in Nisyashua Bailim, and then we could be told it on whether the Simon of Doraisa or not. I would introduce a concept here called Chalushem Simon, and it's Kuli Amalo Pligi, that Simon of Doraisa, for example. And we could probably go the other way as well. But what was the Torah giving us in Simonim? In this paradigm of Simla, does it have to be similar to Simla in order to qualify as a Simon? Or is the Simon just a chetimtza? It's not a chalushem. It's a means to an end to determine whether it's yeish or not. And certainly, kuliyamalo pligi, that in the case of a Simon Asui Lidares, the bailim are not going to be relying on this simon, because it's Asui Lidares. But that doesn't matter. The Chiyuv Hashav is set in stone the very moment that Osi Liyadi Bisura, by virtue of the Chiyuv Parsha that comes from Simla. And right now, the object in its present state has a Simon. It's Dumi the Simon. It has a Chalushem Simon. And that's why Rav insists that there's a Chiyuv Hashav, even in the case of, let's say, Krichos Brishus Arabim, which is a Simon Osi Lidores. And therefore, Krichus Bishus Arabim is going to have to be a case in order to justify the Mishnah's Psak of Harel Shalo, where there was no Simon on the Krichus. But if there is a Simon on the Kricha, then even though, despite the fact that it's Osli Doris, it still is Dumya Dissimla, and it has a Chal Shem Simon, and that's Machayev Hashava. Now, the Gemara goes on to say that Ika Demasne Lo Hashmaita Bapte Nafshei. And this was the last Gemara that we did in the previous Shia, that we had a second Lishna that presents and formulates the Machlok between Rabba and Rava about Simon Asli Doris explicitly, not in the context of how to interpret Krichos Brishus Arabim. Is it a Dovr She'esh Bo Simon? Or is it a Dovr She'ein Bo Simon? Rabba understands that Krichos Brishus Arabim has a Simon, but nevertheless it's not reliable. It's also Lidoris. Rabba says, no, it's a case of Krichos Brishus Arabim where there is no Simon. But rather, this was formulated as a machlokes unto itself. Now, is there any difference between the two versions, between the two Lishonos? And it could be that according to the second Lishna, Lishna Basra, the Tam, the explanation of Rava, why Simon also Lidoris is a Simon, is because he assumes that people are not going to be Doris when they pass an Aveda. Instead of just walking through the streets and kicking things that might be lost objects and possibly they have an obligation to return and be fulfilled the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, they'd rather or avoid kicking it. And therefore, if we go with that Mahalach, then if there is all the reason in the world to assume that the Simon will be Nidras, for example, if there are Goyim, who are matzui there, there are animals, you know, these are not careful about trying to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, then in such a case, Rava will admit to Rabba in this Lishna Basra that Enochinami, this is an invalid Simon. It's Asuli Dores Mamish. It's Matzuli Dores. But according to the first Lishna, which was forced and compelled to interpret the Mishnah of Krichos Brishus Arabim, according to Rav, as a Dover She'ein Bo Simon, why not just say, well, the reason why the Mishnah has Krichos Brishus Arabim Re'el Shalom is because there's Mitzuyim Sham Nachrim Behemos and so forth and so on. The Gemara avoided that because in the first Lishnah, the Gemara is working with the premise that Simon Asli Dores, and again, this would further, I think, support our approach, even in a case where it's rugil, it's matzui lidores, we're talking about nachrim and behemos, nevertheless, it's still a simon. The object still has a simon, you can't deny that. And Rav insists that in that case, the simon is a simon, the Torah validates that simon, recognizes it, and therefore when the finder collects the object into his rishus, and it's got a simon, and he's chayv and hashava. The yeish afterwards is not mafkiyah, it's chiyuv. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes here explains that in the case of Simon Osli Lidores, the Bailim themselves are very worried, if you will, about the fact that the Simon will be removed and that no one's going to be able to or be willing to return the object to them, the lost item to them, because the Simon is gone. It was subject to Drisa, and the Drisa, removed the Simon. The Shita Mekubetzes goes a step further and he says, what happens if I find this object that has a simon on it, but it's also Lidoris, if I find it very close to the Nefila, it just fell. You know, it's fresh and it still smells gebacht, you know, as if it just came out of the oven. And therefore, no one has gotten a chance to be Doris on it since the Nefila. Nevertheless, says the Shita Mekubetzes, if you hold like Rabbah, is Ein Chiyuv Hashav, the Bailam of Mesiyash, because in their mind it's Asid Lidoris. They don't know if it's going to be found prematurely, you know, before the Drisa takes place or after the Drisa takes place. So this takes us up to Tnan. And that's where we're up to right now. We have a Mishnah, which is, as we saw at the very beginning of Perek Sheni, Krichos B'Shesarama Reilu Shalo. The Mishnah a little bit later on, which is the Hemshek of this Mishnah on Chaf Hei, says B'Shus HaYachid, but if the Krichos were found in B'Shus HaYachid, is then no Telemachris. He's Chayev in Achroza. Now, let's keep in mind, according to Rava, our Mishnah is addressing the case of Krichos Shein Bem Simon. And if there's no Simon on the Kricha, it doesn't matter where you find it, Achroza seems to be an exercise in futility. Hechidami, either Lesbu Simon, if as Rava has it, the Mishnah is talking about a case where there is no Simon, is Bershus HaYochid my Machros. What exactly is going to be the nature of your Achroza? And Rashi explains that the Makshin is asking the following question. You found an Aveda, and if it has a Simon on it, it makes sense that you do Achroza. You say you found such an Aveda, and the loser, the Ma'abid, comes along and he tells you, well, here's the Aveda that you found had such and such a Simon. But if there's no Simon, what is the finder meant to publicize and pronounce in his Achroza? I mean, if he says nothing, then nobody's going to come forward. He's got to say that he found such and such an object. When he mentions the Shem HaDover, the Shem HaChefza, then right away, there's no possibility of the loser proving that it's his, because it has no Simon. So the whole process of Achroza and the Dover Shein Bo Simon and the Dover Shein Bo Simon is meaningless. Again, to omit the Shem HaDover that the Machris can't do because no one's going to come forward. If, on the other hand, he mentions the Shem Dover, what else, what other information could the Ma'abed offer? It's got no Simon. El Olav, we have to be talking about the Ispu Simon, otherwise, what does it mean? Chayv lahachriz, no telemachriz. Uketani, and nevertheless it says, B'Sarabim, Arei Eilu Shalo. He's allowed to keep it even though it has a Simon. Alba, this proves the Shita of Rabbah, that Simon Asu Lidoris, Lo Avi Simon. And therefore, Tuvta de Rava. So we have a Kasha on Rava from our Mishnah. Let's find an answer. Amalecha Rava says, Leolim Delespu Simon. Ah, you'll ask me, so what's the point of Achroz if it has no Simon? He says, Kach v'kach matzasi, this is the object that I found. What information is going to be presented here by the candidate Ma'abit? Udekam, Rabbi Shazayachid, my Machriz, Machriz Mokom. What he can say, the finder, is that I found an object in a certain place. And the one who lost that object is going to come forward. He's going to say, wait a minute. An object was found in that place. That's where I was yesterday on my way shopping. And he's going to go check amongst his items to see if he's lost anything. And then lo and behold, he's missing his pen. And he's going to come back and say, did you find a pen in that place? And that itself would serve as a siman. That's called Machriz Makom. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Machriz Makom. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. Chav Bezim and Bez. Eino Machriz Shem Aveda. He doesn't reveal the secret of what he found. El Shem Makom. I found an object there. Misha Avdi Meno Aveda Makom Ploni. Yovu Yoma Ma'ibe. That's exactly the Simon. That's called Makom. Makom Havi. Havi Simon. So again, we now have a whole new interpretation of Krichos Birshus HaYochid. According to Rava, it cannot be that it has a Simon on it, because then the Reisha of Krichos Birshus HaRabim would also have a Simon. So to maintain the symmetry between the Reisha and the Sefer, that's Birshus HaRabim and Birshus HaYochid, we have to assume there's no Simon. But nevertheless, Birshus HaYochid, Makom becomes a Simon. Now one could ask, well, even in the case of Birshus HaRabim, let him come forward and identify where he found it. And that's going to come up in the Gemara around the bend. Just to give you a preview of what's going to come later, the Gemara is going to assume that Makom is not a Siman in the case of Kriyas Pshus HaRabim, because the object moves from place to place, and it's impossible for the person who lost his item to identify the Makom. But in Rishus HaYochin, he knows exactly where it was found, in his private yard, or in a private yard, and no one's moving it around. Tosis learns that in this case of Makom Avi Simon, when the Gemara says Machris Makom, it means that he should make an announcement in such a way that the loser, the Ma'aved, the Oved, will identify the Makom. So the Motzi, the finder, says Matsasi, whatever the name of the Chifetz is, Krichos, and the Oved comes along and says, you found it in such and such a place. That is Makom Havi Siman. Rashi, on the other hand, as we saw, interprets Makom Havi Siman means he mentions the name of the object, and the Ma'abed is able to identify where he found the object. Rabba Omar Makom Lo Havi Siman. Rabba interpreted our Mishnah of Krichos as a Dovar Sheyesh Bo Siman. Just that the difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid is whether it's Osili Doris or not Osili Doris. Why did Rava avoid Rava's interpretation? Let go of the Simon and let's just say Makom. And that explains the difference between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid, as we explain. And the answer is because Rava holds Makom Lo Havi Simon. A Simon has to be inherent in the object. That's the identifying mark on the object, not the place of the object. And later on we'll see similar issues about the weight of the object, the size of the object, the number of the objects he found. All these are sort of external to the Cheftz itself. And in the case of Makom, surely that's external to the object itself, and therefore Rabbi had no choice but to interpret our Mishnah as a Dovar Sheyesh Bo Siman and justify why Rishus HaYochid he's chayev in Hashava, and Rishus HaRabim, since it's Osili Dores, therefore it's Hareu Shalo, because that's not called a Siman. All this you'll find in Tosfos on the bottom of the page, Dibra Maschil V'Rabba. Once again, I insist that this concept, that Makom Lo Havi Siman according to Rabba, is again an indication that we're dealing with simonim and yesh on some sort of an objective level, as whether or not the halacha, the legal, the Torah recognizes this as a simon or not. On a psychological level, b'mitzius, the fact that he can identify where the object was found, that would seem to be a pretty solid proof that it's his. I mean, there are 1,000 places where you could find this object. There's no relationship between the object and the makom, it was just lost. And so-and-so comes up with the idea where he found it, but it, nevertheless, it's not dumya de simla. It's got to be inherent in the object itself. Now the Gemara raises the following question. Tashma, krichos, we have a b'raisa, v'rishus harabim harei elu shelo, which again, if you go like Rabba, it's talking about a dovar sheyesh bo siman, but it's also li dores. If you go like Rava, then even if it has a Simon, nevertheless, what justifies... No, I'm sorry. If it would have a Simon, then you'd have to return it. What justifies Ariel Shalom? It's a Dovar Sheyesh Bo Siman, because Rava is of the opinion that Simon Asuli Dores Havi Simon. Now we go on to Rishus HaYochid. He finds these creatures in Rishus HaYochid. Notel Umachus. Either he's machris as Rabba would have because there's a simon inherent in the object, or according to Rava, because makom havi simon. Veha alumos. Now we're talking about large, tall bundles of grains, bales, I guess you'd call them, of grains. Bainbrish is Rabba, Bainbrish is Yochin, notel umachris. And this does sound a little bit like Rabba, that it's no longer Osli Lidores, and therefore even Rishus HaRabim is Arel Shalom, is Chayv Lahachris. Why? Because it's a real bona fide Simon. So the Gemara now fleshes this out. Rabba Echimitarit Slave, Rabba Echimitarit Slave. In other words, Rabba, who learns that Mishnah of Krichas Pshus HaRabim is because the Siman Osili Dores, Rava learns Krichas Pshus HaRabim is Arel Shalom because there is no Siman. How would they respectively interpret the cases of Alumos and Krichos, these large Alumos, and let's say, according to Rabbah, if according to Rabbah, Simon she'asui lidareis lo avi Simon, then in the case of Alumos, the Gemara at this point assumes that it should also be Asuli Doris, I guess. Rav, on the other hand, assumes that we're talking about a case where there is no Simon, and therefore why should you have to return it in the case of Alumos? Rabba Mitaritz L'Taimei B'Simon, Rabba Mitaritz L'Taimei B'Mokom, Rabba Mitaritz L'Taimei B'Simon. Rav is going to assume that Krichos and Alumos in this price are talking about where there is a Simon. And therefore, Krichos, Bishus Rav Meili Shalom, and the reason for that is going to be Drisa, Mishum, and here we turn to Chav Gimel, Amid Aleph, De Midrisa. They are subject to Drisa, and this is not a viable Simon. It's a Simon She'omid Lios Nishchas, to be destroyed. Ah, but in Rishus HaYachu, there are no Holchim and no Darsim, and therefore, no Tulamachris, the Simon is a valid, reliable Simon, Tulam Midrisa. Aye, what about Alumos? Alumos Bein versus Arab, even though there's going to be Driso, Bein versus Ayachid, no Tulamachris, why? And the answers came into Gvion. We're talking about something tall. He's low midrash, so nobody's going to step on it. You know, you have to jump on top of it in order to step on it. So therefore, the Simon is a Simon Sheinu Nishchas, it's a Simon Sheinu Nidras, and therefore, even Bishus Arabim, Yechayev in Hashava. Rabbi Mataritz L'Tamei Bimakom. We're talking about the Chiyuv Hashava based on the Simon of Makom. It's Krichos, which is Rabbi Elishalo. Their Makom is not a Simon. And we gave ourselves a little preview of coming attractions before. De minashtifa, it's going to roll under the feet of those who walk. Okay, this is krichos, because krichos are small, low sandwiches. And therefore, the makom is not a simon. But if you find in Rishus HaRat, if Rishus HaYachid, then you chayev lachris, because lo minashtifa, not the way Rabbi would say, because lo midrasa, but lo minashtifa, meaning it's not misgalgia from one place to the other, because it's so tall, and therefore there's a heker, we know where it's found, and the makom havi simon. Valumos, beim Rishus HaRat, beim Rishus HaYachid, and again, not like Rabbah would say lo midrasa because they're very tall, but rather no tulamachris di akire is lo minashtifa. These alumos are very heavy, and they don't get moved from place to place. You know, you'd really have to take a bulldozer to move them, and therefore makom havi simon. Now let's talk a moment about makom havi simon in Rava's frame of reference in the case of Rishus HaYachid Delo Menashtefa. It's not going to be rolled or pushed from one place to the other, therefore Mokom Avi Simon. Or in the case of Alumos, which are very heavy, it's not going to be Minashtefa, it's not going to be rolling from one place to the other. But let's go back to Krichos Rishus HaRab, and there we say it's Harelu Shalom, Mokom is not a Simon because it's Minashtefa. Now this Gemara should really depend upon two ways of learning Makom Avi Simon, and we mentioned earlier the Machlokas Rashi and Tosus. Let's start with the simple way, and that's Tosus. Tosus says that the Ma'abid has to come along and identify the Makom. It's impossible to identify the Makom where the finder found it because it moves from one place to the other. It's Galgos Minshtefa. But here we might have a problem according to Rashi, because Rashi says that the motzi, the finder, will announce that he found something, he doesn't tell you what it is, he doesn't let the cat out of the bag, in a certain place. And the mechanism is that the ma'abed is going to remember that he was in that place, and he starts looking around to see if he lost something in that place, and lo and behold, he comes and he can't find his pen. He comes to the Machriz and he says to him, "Mr. Machriz, Mr. Motzi, I know you found in that place my pen." So who cares about Minashtefa, according to Rashi's Pshat? Why should that be relevant? If Ploni finds a kricha b'rishus harabim, and Almoni could come along, and after the machriz announced that he found an aveda in such a place, the ma'abid could come and say, "Well, I know what you found. You found object X, a pen. Why isn't that a siman? The fact that he could identify what was lost, that itself is a siman." And again, we're holding according to Rava, then Makom Avi Simon. And the answer is that if it's Mizgalgil from Makom to Makom, that means that this Aveda is going to go from one place to the other, then the person who lost the object, he's not going to pay attention to this Achraz. He has no idea where his object was found. And if he's not going to even pay attention, his ears are not perked up. In truth, you know, if his ears were perked up, he would start looking amongst his objects and try to determine what was lost, and then that would be a Siman Makom Avi Siman. Okay, Rabosai, we're going to start Chav Gimel Amid Aleph in the next year. Mirtz Hashem, here we'll stop. And again, the next year we'll further analyze this Machlokes regarding Makom Havi Siman and Siman Asli Doris between Rava and Rava.